dawn on the planet Sion, and from one of Sion's many towers erupts the figure of the eternal guardian witness. This day he must soar high in the crimson sky to face the opponent. No, this isn't soap opera on Radio Noon. That's an excerpt from Newfoundland's first issue, first fantasy magazine, Zeitgeist. And the authors of the first issue, Jerry Porter and Wallace Ryan, are here with me now. Zeitgeist. What does it mean, Jerry?
Zeitgeist means spirit of the times in German, of course, which is a bit of a joke, maybe, because it isn't really the spirit of the times which we are dealing with. We're sort of dealing with a different kind of spirit.
A flight of imagination?
Maybe so. The spirit of the times these days is very down to earth.
But you're totally in fantasy land. I mean, true fantasy land.
That could be. We're just trying to get some creative work here. It's not totally out to lunch.
Well, it's a comic book with really excellent drawings. Wallace, who did the drawings?
Well, it was sort of half and half. Jerry did his and I did mine, and we wrote our own stories and illustrated them and took it from there.
Well, there's several stories in this. How about if you tell us a bit about one of the stories? I did an excerpt from A Day in the Life of Dawn on the Planet Sion.
That was sort of, I had done Bartholomew, the last one, which was really sort of a test to see what I can do with graphic stories in that form, because I wasn't used to it. And so Bartholomew, as far as continuity and layout, is really down, so I had to do something to sort of pick it up, because that was Bartholomew at first was going to be my lead story, and when I was finished with it, I was so disappointed that I did Day in the Life and really stuck to continuity and really got down to work on it, and that was my best, so I put that ahead of Bartholomew.
Did you get into this primarily because you're interested in the artwork and you're sort of writing the stories to give a format to the artwork?
Well, both of us actually were into fantasy art and comic books, and like we did a lot of our own, and in high school we did comic strips for the newspaper, both of us, and like, so we got to a point where we had a really good output, but we didn't have any place to funnel it through, so we got down and decided to do Zeitgeist.
It is very difficult to get published anywhere these days, regardless of what you do. You can't get published in any newspapers or anything, so we were just drawing a lot and decided to do it ourselves.
Did you pay to have this printed yourself?
Oh, yes, it's a non-profit organization, not funded by anyone except ourselves.
Mm. How many copies of the first issue did you have
printed? There were 150, which just doesn't sound like much, but it is quite a few for a 24-page black and white magazine by some unknowns.
Well, you have to start somewhere.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
What about another issue of Zeitgeist?
Oh, there will definitely be another issue, because we are constantly working on something or other, and it's just at a certain time we bring it all together and put together a magazine.
Do you hope to get contributions from other people?
We are looking for contributions from anyone who doesn't even have to be fantasy or anything. It can be anything creative or even a story or something, or poems, about anything.
It doesn't have to be just artwork.
No, it doesn't have to be. If it is artwork, then it has to be, of course, size 8x10 and in ink, and the style that we have, it has to be sort of a kind of a comic book, ink drawings, you understand.
Mm. Okay, where can people get Zeitgeist if they're interested in seeing Newfoundland's first fantasy magazine? I picked up this copy at Escape Hatch.
That is the only place where you can get it. We gave it to him to market it. He's our marketing agent.
That's Doug Warren.
And we gave him a free ad because of this.
Thank you, Doug.
Okay. Thanks, Doug. Well, that's Escape Hatch on Harvey Road.
Right.
And I guess you're doing a bit of selling yourself around the college and
We are.
The university.
We have regained our investment, and we are beginning to make money only to go towards a better issue next time, so more people can, if they want, to contribute.
Do you know when next time will be?
Hopefully before summer.
Okay, that sounds like a good goal. Jerry Porter, Wallace Ryan, good luck with the second issue of Zeitgeist.
Thank
will we see
much.
Some of the same characters again?
Oh, definitely. I think you will.
Okay, yeah. A continuing comic strip. Thanks very much.
Maybe even a soap opera.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Jerry Porter and Wallace Ryan are students at the College of Trades and Technology. Zeitgeist sells for $1 at the Escape Hatch, 57A Harvey Road. Contributions for the next issue can be sent to Department X, 20 Wadland Crescent in St. John.